Once you see these symptoms of agitation, there's a couple of different strategies, and it's important that you use these early on in this phase, because if they're used later in the phase, it can set the child off to kind of set them into the next stage of the acting out cycle. One approach is just to simply say, it seems like you're struggling right now and, you know, having a hard time staying on task, or how can I help you? Would you like to go, you know, take your assignment and work in the back of the classroom, or I've got this other area over here. Why don't you move over here? Would you like to work with a partner on this? So it's before the behaviors become out of control, because you don't want to reinforce out of control behavior. But when you're seeing that they're struggling, they may not even be realizing yet that they're having a hard time. Or sometimes you don't ask them. You just simply say, at this point, we're going to go ahead and grab a partner to finish up the last half of the activity and check your work. So I'd like you, and then you'd number all the children off, 1, 2, 1, 2, so you kind of pair the kids up. But you need to shift something that's happening in your instruction. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be a change for the whole class. But typically, if you have a child that's disengaging like that, that's not going to be the only child. And as a teacher, hopefully you're strong enough in your instruction and your talent to realize that maybe it's time for me to shift something that I'm doing. Rather than it being a within child problem, it could be an instructional problem. So you would shift it in that method. It's much like wearing a necklace. Like if you have a pearl necklace, it's each little link is attached to the next. And all you have to do to stop the behavior problem from running the whole chain of your necklace, if you will, is cut it at one point. And it's much easier to do that either at the trigger stage or the agitation phase, because at that point, the discrepancy between where the behavior is and where you want it to be is so narrow that it's much easier to get the kids back on track at that point.